Oh, I think the most notable thing is that the more things change, the more they stay the same. And as I, you know, sort of was reviewing some of them, the themes are pretty much the same themes. Deficits, dissension, war, the divisive partisanship that's ripping Washington apart. Strangely enough, going as far back as George Washington, our first president, nothing has changed. What is fascinating, though, is, for example, in George Washington's first inaugural address, he spends almost the entire time talking about what he calls the invisible hand, or God, and the role that God played in making our representative democracy possible.
And that became a controversy in this particular inauguration. In God We Trust came into question, and of course, obviously, it will be part of the ceremony today.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are watching to see, will President-elect Obama say it after the oath, as is traditionally done? I think the only president who didn't say it was Teddy Roosevelt, but that'll be interesting. Another interesting...
Didn't George Washington throw it in? I mean, he sort of off the cuff threw in God We Trust.
It was spontaneous.
Yeah.
And I think because of that, people realized, well, you know, if George did it, George Washington, probably we should all do it. Another interesting thing was Andrew Jackson, one of my favorites, for two reasons. First, because he's a total wild man. And secondly, because he believed very strongly in fiscal discipline. And he is the first president who... in his inaugural address, espoused the idea that we cannot truly call ourselves a free and independent nation if we are a country deeply in debt. And so our first responsibility, both as legislators, as government executives, as well as American citizens, is to get ourselves out of debt. And you see that emphasized in Grover Cleveland, who had the same sort of philosophy. And, of course, my favorite is... one of my favorites is William Howard Taft, who basically said that it's not enough to be careful about the expenditures, but remember, who's paying for them are the American people who are going to be taxed. So let's be extra, extra cautious. And I would like to say that probably my absolute, absolute favorite is Abraham Lincoln. And it's really only the 8 words, but what a powerful statement. With malice toward none, with charity for all. Very, very powerful, and something that we should probably all keep in mind every single day.
We're talking this morning to Federal News Radio commentator Loretta Doane about her op-ed that appears in federalnewsradio.com today. And so also coming with this is her cheers and jeers as well.
Yes, you know, the cheers go out to, I'm happy to say, GSA for USA.gov. People should check out, of course, the revised website, but in addition to that, almost anything you could possibly want to know about inaugurals, including reading some of these various past inaugural addresses, is available on USA.gov. And my other cheer is, of course, for the Reverend Martin Luther King. You know, I don't want his special contributions to be forgotten, even though this is all very, very exciting about a new president. So much of what is happening today is made possible by those who went before, and he certainly paved a really amazing path.
And I guess we wouldn't pass the day without you have one little jeer, too, don't you?
It's not a little jeer. I will tell you, Tom, I appreciate the understatement there, but I think that Senator Reid describing the transgressions of the nominee for the Secretary of the Treasury as a hiccup is absolutely stunning and amazing to me. So that the idea that delinquent taxes and illegal immigrant house help, these are things that we have seen so many presidential nominees go down on because there are certain rules that we have to live by. And it just became clear to me, we've seen it over and over again, but this was the most clear example that Harry Reid has a clear double standard. And actually, this is almost a bipartisan jeer because Republicans and Democrats should all be ashamed. You know, we have something in this country which we're really proud of called the rule of law. And it's the very most basic form, you know, it goes back actually to Plato, but you know, to Thomas Paine and common sense saying that we have to obey the rule of law because that is the only way that we can guard against arbitrary governance. And we're really proud of it. And so when I see someone, you know, a senator such as Harry Reid sort of bypassing and violating the rule of law in the Senate confirmation process, I think it gives a lot of concern about the dumbing down of the process and the double standards that we have and the arbitrariness of the governance in our democracy. And that is a very frightening thing.